I want to play for you this clip from CBS, and because you're not going to hear it otherwise. Jan Crawford goes out there. It's a round table panel discussion, as you often see on these programs. And she was asked, what's the most underreported story of the year? And she's the first one up. And she says, the impact of bad COVID policies on kids. But nobody ever got to see it because it was edited out of the broadcast. Can you believe that? She gives a poignant, powerful answer that's honest. And they go and they gut it out because they don't want that to be the narrative. Do the news. I don't need the state news media. I don't need the central planners to run the news department. Let the news people run the damn news department. It's fight number 14 out of what we've had today. So here it is. Listen up.
Oh, for me, I mean, my kids hear me rant about this every day, so I may as well tell you guys. It's the crushing impact that our COVID policies have had on young kids and children. Mm-hmm. By far, the least serious risk for serious illness. But, I mean, even teenagers, a healthy teenager has a 1 in a million chance of getting and dying from COVID, which is way lower than dying in a car wreck on a road trip. But they have suffered and sacrificed the most, especially kids in underrepresented at-risk communities. And now we have the Surgeon General saying there's a mental health crisis mm-hmm. among our kids. The risk of suicide attempts among girls now up 51% this year. Black kids nearly twice as likely as white kids to die by suicide. I mean, school closures, lockdowns, cancellation of sports. You couldn't even go on a playground in the D.C. area without cops scurrying, shooing the kids off. Tremendous negative impact on kids, and it's been an afterthought. Yeah. It's hurt their dreams, their future, learning loss, risk of abuse, their mental health. And now with our knowledge, our vaccines, if our policies don't reflect a more measured and reasonable approach for our children, mm-hmm. they will be paying for our generation's
decisions. They already are.
The rest of their lives.
They already are. The reckless and knee-jerk responses of government and bureaucrats and the likes of Anthony Fauci and others have already taken us to a point where our kids have been damaged generationally. And we'll have to work for a long time to get back to where we belong. By the way, here's huge news, in case you missed it. After December 31, 2021, there is a withdrawal of the emergency use authorization of the PCR test for COVID-19. And the CDC, in its writing on the CDC website, admitting the test does not differentiate between the flu and COVID. Remarkable. Here's how the website reads. I want you to hear this. In preparation for this change, CDC recommends clinical laboratories and testing sites that have been using the CDC 2019 nCoV-RT PCR assay select and begin their transition to another FDA-authorized COVID-19 test. CDC, this is in bold letters, CDC encourages laboratories to consider adoption of a multiplexed method that can facilitate detection and differentiation of SARS-CoV-2 and influenza viruses. Such assays can facilitate continued testing for both influenza and SARS-CoV-2 and can save both time and resources as we head into flu season. That explains the disappearance of flu cases in the United States in 2020, and it also explains the inflated COVID cases. I mean, there it is. Yeah, quietly and without media attention, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has withdrawn the PCR process as a valid test for detecting and identifying COVID-19. After December 31, the CDC will withdraw the request. Real-time PCR diagnostic panel, the assay first introduced February 2020 for detection of SARS-CoV-2 only. The CDC admits the PCR test cannot differentiate between COVID and flu. Several sites Dr. Carrie Mullis, Nobel laureate, inventor of the PCR process, said several years ago, the PCR is a process. It does not tell you that you are sick. It was never meant to be a COVID test. The Gateway pundit writes this. I reported several months ago that the health authorities had reached this decision, but were withholding its implementation until the end of 2021. They needed the fake test to keep the fear going in order to achieve as much vaccination and therefore as much profit as possible. It is extraordinary that the CDC's withdrawal of the test received no attention of the media or politicians. I agree with that. It is remarkable that the PCR test is gone at the end of 2021, removed, and there it is. And there it is. I have a programming note for you that is quite important. A programming note. Beginning the new year, 2022, we welcome new stations to the family. We welcome WTCM in Traverse City, Michigan, AM 580. And WSOO, AM 1230 in the Sioux. So we're welcoming new stations to the family. Like I said, WTCM, Traverse City. WSOO, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Glad to have you on board to start the new year. Looking forward to expanding the Steve Gruber Show and MTN, along with Great Lakes News and other aspects of what we do here. Plus, a new podcast coming in 22. You'll be learning a lot more about that in the next few weeks. It's going to happen fast. A new podcast, new stations, new growth, and new conversations all coming in the new year. As long as I can breathe, that is. As long as I get through this. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Some final thoughts for this hour in a moment.
I'm Brad Hoos, and I named my company Muskox Outdoor Apparel after a prehistoric Arctic mammal that has the most insulating fur on the planet. To honor this amazing animal, we make quality outdoor performance gear to help you live your next adventure. And like the Muskox, our gear is built to last, high quality, and survives the element. For every $100 purchase, we donate $10 towards wildlife conservation. So if you're looking for the best flannels and outdoor gear around, visit GoMuskox.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.